are back for the second hour of the weekly David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. And it's a great pleasure to welcome to the program Dick Allgaier for his second appearance on my show, and certainly not the last. Dick, welcome to the program.
David, hello. Aloha from Hawaii. Can you hear me? Am I on? Is my audio all right?
Yeah, you're on. You sound great. You sound like you're right next door to me. So there you go.
Well, good.
So how have you been keeping since the last time we had you on? What's been going on in your life?
Oh, I've been very, very, very busy. We've been doing this Time Cross project for Dr. Courtney Brown, which has remote viewers trying to perceive next month's news this month. So we do a session 1 month and then see if we're predicting what is going to be the big news event of the next month.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting project. Are you having any success?
Oh, yeah. We've had some pretty good success. When was I on last? I guess it's been six, 7 months.
Yeah, it's been about 7 months, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's just when we started this. We began this in April. Uh-huh. And here's the way it works. It was there have been 4 viewers taking part in this. It began with Dath Smith and myself. So we sat down in April, and our goal was to know that there's going to be a major news event in May.
Okay.
And we have to get our session done and published prior to the end of April.
Okay.
So we've been putting those up as a video. We do them on camera, on video, and you can watch them, and we put what we believe is going to happen in May up in April, and then we watch and see what happens, and then we look at that and we put up a video comparing it. So we've done actually
wow,
quite well. It's been pretty good.
Wow.
You know from reverse speech that the subconscious can do predictive work, see what's coming over the horizon. When did you first notice that in reverse speech?
Oh, probably around about the mid-90s it started to make sense, and then I saw it more and more with my clients and future tense reversals and saw them all coming true. And I've been noticing for about 20 years.
Is that something that you expected and went looking for, or is that something that kind of rose up and bit you in the face and you went, oh my goodness, we understand what that was?
Yeah, something that rose up and bit me in the face. Most of my discoveries with reverse speech has been like that. You know, it's just been documenting reverse after reverse, and one day you have an aha moment. You know, right, I've seen that 20 times now, so the unconscious must do this, if that makes sense. So I've used reverse speech to teach me rather than the other way around.
Yeah. Well, I remember the first one that I heard was a reversal that you did on yourself, where you were unexpectedly driving somewhere and you had predicted.
Yeah, let me get that reversal up. That's actually a classic reversal. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick. The story was I did a radio interview in London.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier.
Sorry. I got something going. Okay.
Oh, I thought there's something wrong there. I'm like, oh, what?
No, that was me. I'm trying to get something that I can play over the air. We'll get into that later, but okay. Sorry about that.
Okay,
let's hear that one.
I did a radio show in London and found, I didn't find it. One of my analysts analyzed the tape and found this reversal here.
The most powerful way, because you can hear it in straightforward everyday English. But we are hardwired to
turn backwards. It says, on the highway, there's a chill here.
On the highway, there's a chill here.
On the highway, there's a chill here.
And 2 weeks later, I was due to fly to Bend, Oregon, but the plane was turned around because of snow. So I hired a car, and within an hour, I was driving in a thick blizzard on the highway. So the reversals predicted 2 weeks in advance what I was going to be doing in the future, which is, now that was an aha moment when I realized that. I go, oh my God, that's exactly what the reversal said. So, yeah.
How do you have all of these? You must have thousands of them, and I just brought that up. We didn't plan this, and you played it like 15 seconds.
Yeah. I got a pretty good filing system on my computer. Sometimes it takes me a while to pull them up, but I've got folders and subfolders and categories and yeah.
It's a lot of work to do what you do. I just getting ready to do this show. You know, you talked to me a couple weeks ago. I'll talk to David. So I played around finding some reversals in something that I had published. And just excerpting those clips. Now, you have special software to do it, and you do it for a living, but it's a lot of time and effort. I've got to hand it to you.
Oh, it is. It's what kept people out of the field for so many years, is it's a very time-intensive consuming process. I mean, you see me play all those reversals on Trump on the air, but what you don't see is the hundreds of hours I spend at the desk finding those reversals to play on the air, you know.
Well, then once you find them, you've got to edit those down and so that you can just hit play.
That's right.
And that's a lot of work. I spent an hour last night putting about six together. Oh, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Man, your work on rents during the election was just heroic. I mean, I've known you for years, and I've always respected you, but I've really got to hand it to you. That was amazing work you've been doing. When they'd have a debate and you'd be on a day and a half later with the reversals, that was good work.
Oh, thank good you. Work. Yeah, this was a very rewarding election cycle, especially when Trump won. And I felt vindicated. You know, I thought, hey, the reversals have shown themselves to be true. You know, so
yeah. Well, you know, I've been listening to your work, and it's one thing when you hear something that's historical, or even, you know, a famous person said something a year ago. You were doing it almost in real time. I mean, this was like there'd be a debate, there'd be a speech. And then you'd tell us what was really going on with them just almost immediately. Yeah. The immediacy of it was what I really enjoyed. And the fact that it's so important to all of us.
Yes, of course.
So we have a lot more invested in it than, hearing Marilyn Monroe or, you know, some famous person of old. But yeah, good work.
Marilyn Monroe is interesting, but Donald Trump is current, so. Yeah. You know, that's great. Actually, I had a few people email me saying they changed their vote as a result of listening to the reversal. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there you go. I have my little influence in the American election, even though I can't vote in America. So that felt good.
Well, yeah. That's really interesting. Congratulations. I was, I never really liked Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's just, how can anyone like her? I kind of bought some, you know, when I first saw Trump, I think, well, man, this guy is a, you know, reality TV show. He's a little flamboyant. And then it was Rentz's, you know, Rentz kind of got me on board. And then your reversals, because the guy is so clear.
I've never seen such congruity in a public figure. Never. Oh no, that's not true. I did once in Israel's prime minister about 20 years ago, who was assassinated. I can't think. Rabin, I think. I'm not sure now. He had very congruent supportive reversals, but I'm sure it was Rabin. He was assassinated anyway. So, but other than that, I've never seen such congruent reversals in a public leader.
Yeah, Trump was, he's really something. Well, you'll have a lot more to do as he becomes president. I guess you'll keep
Following. Yeah, I'll keep up. I've got to find a new villain, though, as I said in the last hour. who's my new villain? And then someone emailed me and said, George Soros. So there you go. Maybe he's our new villain.
Yeah. Have you had people that you trained do reversals in other language? I would assume so.
Yeah, minimally, not a great deal. I've trained a couple of analysts in German, and they're finding if someone's bilingual, they're finding reversals in both languages. Interestingly enough, sometimes reversal will start out in one language, and halfway through the sentence, it'll switch to the other language. So that's that. So you have reversals in two languages. That's really quite fascinating. And I've also trained a couple of people who are Spanish speaking. Actually, one from El Salvador, and he actually has a practice down in El Salvador and uses reversals. He was on my show a few weeks ago playing. You know, Spanish reversal. So, yeah, it's occurring in the language that we are speaking in, is what I assume.
Yeah. It's just such a fascinating field. You know, human beings are so much more complex than we give ourselves credit for and that we understand. We may be multidimensional beings. We may be living lives simultaneously in other dimensions. It's possible.
Wow, that's fascinating. Is remote viewing able to tap into any of that?
No, it's just I've heard that more from the New Age community, people that have had near-death experiences, and my theory for that is so there's something very complex is going on. If our subconscious or our superconsciousness, whichever you want to call it, is able to form phrases backwards while we're talking,
right.
That means we're far more complex than we realize.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
And you assume that the listener is hearing this and it's sinking in on the other end. So there's a translation going on too, right?
Yeah, well, I have examples of whole conversations in reverse, you know, where questions are asked and answers are given, and you'll see this dialogue transfer in reverse. So, yeah, reverse speech is a communication process we're also hearing.
Oh, that's an interesting one. You'll have to. Have you done a show with Jeff Rentz on that? You should.
No, I haven't. Let me see if I can pull up a whole conversation real quick for the listeners. So we're going a little bit off track here. We've got to get to your.
Oh, that's okay. I'm as interested in talking to you, interviewing you, as being interviewed myself. So
okay,
as a two way.
All right. So here's a quick whole conversation. The scene is that I had a young couple come over to my house and wanted me to demonstrate reverse speech. So I taped them, recorded them, and then this is right at the end of the recording where I'm talking about winding up the recording to find reversals. So here's the forwards.
You can't deny it. You can hear it. You can see it in action. You can see it work. I mean, it's the most provable theory.
Yeah.
I think that's ever been put forward. Yeah. You know?
Well, that's right, we were so
sceptical
when we read your
leaflet,
but then when we heard it,
yeah,
not
there
so.
It was.
Yeah, it's like that with everything.
Yeah.
No. Since our interest is only really curiosity, well, do you reckon that might just be enough to see?
I was just about to suggest it.
Yeah.
You know, I might have not even said it backwards.
Okay, so there's the conversation. The first reversal's on me, and it says, hear what I say. Here's the forwards.
Yeah, well,
it's there
like,
it was.
Yeah, it's like that with everything.
So here's reversal, hear what I say. And now the next reversal is on M. Here's the forwards.
Since our interest is only really curiosity, level deep.
And here he says, now let's listen. Here we go.
No, listen.
So we're about to stop the tape to find reversals. He cues off my reversals, hear what I say. Then he says, oh, yeah, now let's listen. Then he says this.
Well, do you reckon that might just be enough to say?
Yeah.
And then he says, this is funny.
This is funny.
He felt funny finding reversals, and then I say this.
I have not even said it backwards.
And backwards I simply say, listen.
Listen.
That's
so
great.
A whole conversation about listening to the tape. So let me run just the reversals themselves. Just listen to this. Here we go.
Listen.
And again.
Listen.
Okay, hear the whole conversation, Dick? We're talking about
fine
reversals. So fascinating stuff. Yeah. There you go.
So that would explain why you get a gut feeling about someone, you know, when you talk to them and you just like, hey, I like that person, or, oh, I don't trust that person, or that person makes me kind of edgy, or we're getting all kinds of cues.
Right. Yes, we are. Yeah. And it's not just through reverse speech. There's a whole bunch of other forms of unconscious communication that we haven't even discovered yet. But we are communicating constantly and continuously, not just in reverse, but I'm sure, you know, like I said, other, maybe there's energetic sound vibrations. Who knows what we're going to discover yet? But one thing reverse speech has taught me is the unconscious mind is alive and active, very much involved in our everyday life. Of course, you'd know that through remote viewing too.
So. Yeah. My remote viewing instructor, the guy that I trained with for 18 years, the first thing he ever taught me, he said, I'll teach you the secret of the universe. The secret of the universe is communication. Everything communicates on multiple levels. Everything communicates. There's information being exchanged. He's not a new age, you know, airy fairy kind of guy. He was a military guy, but he said, you know, this was all, if you look at the Big Bang, if it was one thing and it all expanded out, we're part of stardust, we're part of every planet, it's all interconnected. All vibrating and in some level at frequencies that there are frequencies upon frequencies upon frequencies that are vibrating and being picked up and communicating. So, interesting stuff.
Yep.
Reverse speech. It's really fun to try it for yourself. Now, I've had no formal training. I'd like to, but I don't have time. I'm so busy with remote viewing and doing video projects.
Yeah.
And things, but someday I should take a little class from you to get a, you know, I've kind of bludgeoned my way into it almost by accident because I have a video editing program called Final Cut Pro. And I have a clip, I can hit the J key and the clip will play backwards.
Watch the lip movements. You'll see the lip movements, mouth out the reversal when you run the video backwards. Watch that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It takes your breath away to see it. Yeah. You run video backwards, and the backward lip movements will mouth out the reversals, which is incredible stuff. Right?
That's a good one.
Yeah, watch out for that, Dick. Yeah, I want to get into
it. You can lip read backwards.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Incredible. I've been wanting to get into that, but I just don't have time.
Maybe I'll pioneer that.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
I'll do some testing on that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So I was doing, when you video edit, you want to select an in cue and an out cue. Someone will be, saying something and they have a little, you know, they're humming and hawing and then they get to the point and now they say what you want. So you want to get the cursor to go right to where they say now is what you want them to say. So I back it up to find that point. I was backing up myself doing a remote viewing and the subject of the remote viewing was Hitler. And all of a sudden I hear, he's a Nazi. And I went, what?
All right.
And it was me talking backwards. He's a Nazi.
Yeah.
And I And I went, wait, I thought I was going backwards. Then I played it, and I realized, oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff, isn't it? So now you got some verses for us, but we'll play them. We've got about another minute or two before the break. We'll play them in the second half. So, yeah, so these verses you've got, where are they from?
I did, it's getting back to our Time Cross project. Uh-huh. I put up a 5-minute video explaining why I didn't do a remote viewing session for November. And I spoke without a teleprompter, without unscripted. I just turned a camera on and I spoke for about 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
And that's something I want to ask you after the break. So I took that and I listened to it and I got a few reversals. So it was
okay. All right.
We'll explain it when we come back. It's been pretty good ones.
Oh, good. Yeah, I haven't listened to it. Actually, I had trouble. I couldn't open it in my software or Goldwave. I could only open it in the Windows Media Player. So anyway,
I think I can play it on my end. I need to ask you how you play things so cleanly. But can I play a dirty word? Can I play SHI word?
Yeah, of course you can. Okay. I do it all the time.
All right.
I do it on Jeff Rent's show too. I just say,
yeah, fine. He's been loosening up a little bit. There's some expletives are allowed on. I guess it's because it's internet, you know.
Yeah, it's not as
we've all heard those words. Like,
and they do come out in reverse. So that's the way it is. But yeah, no, I can play it. I can play them off a computer here. I've got Windows Media Player up, so no problems at all. Okay, so what's the latest in the remote viewing community? Any conferences or anything coming up?
Well, they just had a conference in September the one that you went to, the IRVA conference.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right, we have to go to our break, Dick. We'll be back right after this, folks, with reversals that Dick Allgaier has found. Don't touch that keyboard.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances and underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back? Or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
All this noise from the election. Actually, that's kind of...
Okay, I think we're back. Hey, Dick, you with us?
I'm here.
Okay, all right. So let's see if I can play these reversals. Let me see. Here we go.
That's kind of true. I'm going to explain that. That's part of it. The first reason...
Okay, all right. So it's going to work.
Okay, let me set this up and explain what you're going to hear and what I was doing. Okay. This is a statement I made, and it's on, I put it up on YouTube. We've been doing this Time Cross project with the Farsight Institute, and each month we publish a session the month before that people can watch and see if the top news story the next month has been described in the remote viewing session. I didn't do one for November. So in October, I sat down and I said, you know what? The only thing people are going to care about in November is this election. And that you can't remote view front loaded. Like, I can't sit down and say, okay, who's going to be president, Hillary or Trump, and do a remote viewing session on that. That's just way too much front loading.
Right.
So I made this statement. Also, I had some health problems in October. I got a really bad infection. I had a little tiny, cut on my thumb. And I swim in the ocean, and there's a lagoon here in town that maybe is not so clean where I swim. And my nail bed got a little bit inflamed and infected. So I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, that's called a paronychia. It's an inflammation of your nail bed, and it's painful, but we'll give you some antibiotics and soak it in Epsom salt, and you'll be fine. Well, I wasn't. A couple days later, my thumb looked like a bratwurst. I mean, it was really painful, really big. And then I noticed that it went up to my wrist. And then the next day, it was up my arm, going up my arm really fast. So I went back to another doctor, and they said, this. They gave me injections, and I was on three different really powerful antibiotics for a couple weeks to get this under control. So that's part of the reason I didn't remote view in October. So it was too noisy because of the election. It was because I had this infection, and so I'm discussing that. And so I just sat down, turned the camera on, and so in the forward speech, I'm explaining this that we're doing this remote viewing project. We've been looking ahead, and I think the first one is where I say, we're looking ahead to see if we can determine if we can perceive next month's big news event. In reverse, I say, I had to look some.
Okay.
I had to look some.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
Actually, that's kind of true, and I'm going to explain that. That's part of it. The first reason is...
What's the verse to say again?
I had to look some.
I had to look some.
See? Well, no. No. This one is see the future. See the future.
Okay.
See your chirp.
Oh, yeah.
See your chirp. We've had remote viewer.
Okay. See this future is what I heard.
Play that again. See if, you have a better ear for this.
See your chirp.
Yes, this.
See your chirp. Yes. We've had
remote. That's okay. It means the same thing.
Okay, so that was the first one. Now, the second one is, again, I'm talking about the project. I'm talking about remote viewing. I'm talking about how we're doing how we're doing this experiment. And this is where I say backwards. In forward, I'm saying, okay, we're trying to look ahead. And this is where I say, I had to look some. I had to look some.
Okay, so here we go.
See your
chirp. Okay, that's the end of see the
remote viewers doing a session 1 month to look ahead and see what's going to be the major news event the next month. Precognitive telling of the news. It's been fun. We've been doing pretty well. I've done some interesting sessions.
Okay, here we go. I had to look some. Here we go.
Sessions. I had to look some. And it's very interesting.
Yeah, there it is.
There I was. I'm talking about remote viewing, and I say, see the future, and I had to look some. And then the third one, the next one is, I'm still talking about this project, and I'm talking about how noisy it's going to be in November. I'm explaining, look, remote viewing, you have to be really quiet. You can't be front-loaded. There's just too much noise over this election. There's too much debates and too much talking. And what I say backwards is, hear my voices. Hear my voices.
All right, so here we go.
And it's very interesting. It's fun. And the results have been good, and I want to continue it. But this November thing, man, there are my voices.
Absolutely. You're not bad at this, Geek. Here, I'll do it again.
My November thing, man. There are my voices.
You're not too bad at this, Dick.
I'm so proud of myself, David. I found these. You know, it's interesting because you don't find there's a lot of garbled stuff. But when you hear a reversal, you hear it, and it's not you saying something like, "Oh, my blue shoes float."
Yeah.
You know, it's not gibberish words it's not a phrase that doesn't have something to do with what you're talking about. I mean, I'm talking about remote viewing, and I say, see the future, I had to look some, hear my voices. That's
totally congruent. That's one of the things that convinced me that the reality of reverse speech back in the late 80s when I was trying to work it all out was the reversals were related to the forward dialogue. And I'm saying, how can this be? You know? I mean, like, for example, the famous reversal man will spacewalk. When I found that, I was running the whole tape backwards. And the first thing I heard was spacewalk. And then I thought, oh, gee, what's this? And I ran it forward and heard Neil Armstrong on the moon. I go, wow, what an amazing... Well, amazing coincidence. And, of course, obviously it was a lot more than a coincidence, as I realized as time went on. But, yes, it's that contextual basis of reverse speech that convinced me back in the early days.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is not so clear. This one is, I'm talking, there's a pretty long clip, and what I'm saying is forward. I'm saying that this... Time Cross Project, because we're front-loaded, normally when you do a session, you have no idea what it's about, what the target might be, or even who gave it to you. You just sit down with a bunch of letters and numbers, and it could be anything. So it's somewhat front-loaded to say, I'm going to look at next month's news event.
Okay.
So I'm explaining that, and I'm saying, you know, this isn't really part of my protocol, but I'm doing it anyway to see if we could do it, and I'm kind of hesitant about this protocol, this procedure. And backwards, this is a complex one. You know, usually there are three or four words. What I hear is, you're lucky you put up with this shit. And it's not as clear. I want to get your ruling on this, because you may go, well, maybe not, or you might hear something else. So first you'll hear me talking about the protocol being somewhat questionable, and then I say, you're lucky you put up with this shit.
Okay, so here we go.
That was the last. Violates my method of remote viewing, because you're supposed to be totally blind. It's very difficult to sit down and say, what's the next news event? It's too much front-loading. But I've been doing that because I wanted to see if I could do it.
I'm hearing you're lucky it's officer shit.
Do it.
It's officer. Okay. Officer. Okay, it's a metaphor. A metaphor comes up occasionally. Person in charge. I don't know. What are you talking about? Forwards again? Talk about the protocols.
I'm talking about the protocols of this project that we're doing, yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Officer shit. This is the officer. This is the protocols that you follow, the organization. Yeah, no, that's congruent. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
So that's what
we have one more. that is, I'm talking about how noisy it is in November, that the election is too, there's too much conscious mind going over the election and the whole consciousness of humanity. I said that the whole Western civilization is just a buzz with this election. And backwards, I say, hey, Hillary.
Oh, okay, here we go.
There really is. The consciousness of humanity, the entire field of consciousness of certainly Western civilization is just humming at this intense frequency on the election. I mean, it's so ugly and it's so noisy. Say Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
Say Hillary.
Yeah, there it is.
Say Hillary.
Amazing stuff.
This works. I'm here to tell you this reverse speech stuff is true.
Yes, it is. It certainly is. Yeah, welcome to the new world. I don't know whether it's going to be accepted in my lifetime. I hope so, but I'm beginning to think it won't. It's going to be a long-term project for society to accept this. I mean, the implications of it are just profound, just staggering, staggering.
Well, here's the thing. Courtney Brown is convinced that there's an awakening coming, and that's why we're doing this time cross, is he wants to prove remote viewing once and for all. He wants us to do the big event and publish it publicly before it happens. And then we will see people open to this new realm of consciousness that things like remote viewing and reverse speech are accepted and are, you know, scientifically accepted.
Yeah.
Okay, there's one or two more. I was talking about the same thing about how noisy it would be in November, and I think I say Hillary hates it. And now this would be if I'm talking about the election and I say Hillary hates it, that would be a precognitive.
Yes, it would. You've tapped into the outcome of the election. Okay, that's what you've tapped into.
Okay,
let's play it.
It's tough. And when you have all this noise from the election, just can't do it.
Hillary hates it.
Oh, it hates it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it hates it.
Yeah.
Oh, it hates it.
Yeah, there we go.
Actually, that's kind of true, and I'm going to explain that. That's part of it. The first reason is...
I thought you were talking. I was thinking his phone is faint. Okay, so you're saying?
Is there one more? I think there's one more where I was talking about my thumb being infected. I'm talking about, I need to soak my thumb in Epsom salt. And I say, and it was hurt.
Oh, okay, let's have a look.
Oh, it aches it.
No, that's the last one.
Oh, it aches it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't dub that. I was so busy last night. Well, I'll send that to you another time. But it was another congruent one because I was speaking about my infection and that my thumb really was killing me. I couldn't even hold a pen to write. And backwards, I say, and it was hurt.
Yeah. Nice and clear and straightforward, isn't it? So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Dick, how's the remote viewing community going in about embracing reverse speech? Are we making any progress in that area?
I think so. When I am on your show, when I mention reverse, I have people that are in reverse speech. Well, there are people that are in the remote viewing community that comment about reverse speech to me. I put out a video about remote viewing Hitler, the fact that he didn't die in the bunker and died an old man. And that's on Vimeo, by the way. People can go to Vimeo and look for, what did I call that? What really happened to Adolf Hitler? And I got a number of people that contacted me and said, well, you know, we do reverse speech, and we can, we found the same kind of things with reverse speech. And they were very interested in the work that, that you did on, Kennedy.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. So there was a lot of cross communication when we did that show together with Jeff Rentz. So yeah, people that are into remote viewing, I know that everyone that went to the conference that you went to, was it about 7-8 years ago, they all were favorable. They all were highly, you know, they praised you. So, and they bought your tape. I guess it was on tape back then. Your instruction series.
Yeah, it wasn't tape back then. Not on tape anymore now. It's all digital nowadays. Yeah.
When you first started doing this, did you have like a cassette tape recorder? What was your technology back in the day? How did you? It was cumbersome, huh?
Yeah, well, I had a big reel-to-reel player as well as a auto-reverse car cassette player that I'd modified to play backwards. So then I had a homemade amplifier. Very, very simple equipment, an old Commodore 64 computer, if you can remember. Wow. That far back in those days. So yeah, reel to reel and a car cassette player modified. That's what I was using.
And then you had to use two tape recorders to just push play record to record out.
That's right.
Archive them.
Yeah. And I used to carry cassette tapes around. I had each cassette tape for each rehearsal, and I'd go and do lectures carrying these two big boxes of cassette tapes. And I'd pull one out, put it in the tape player, play the example, then get the other one out. It was very, very cumbersome. So,
and then you probably progressed to a DAT, a digital tape recorder.
Yeah, that's right.
You have software that you developed, or what? Yep. What kind of?
Well, we have software specifically for reverse speech. It's our own package that actually my right hand man, Jeff Toth, got designed for us, and it's a wonderful software program, fully functional sound editing studio. It'll play forwards and backwards in the variable speeds. It'll allow you to dump the reversals in professional format, like you hear me play it forward, then reverse at three speeds. That's all done within the software. So it's just absolutely amazing. And you can do transcripts on it. There's a transcript box to type out your transcripts as you go, and you can get all these connections. So So that's a great software package. It's included in the price of the training program. And for those of you who are still on the fence, training starts next weekend, November the 19th. So sign up now. Call me on 503-568-7077. 503-568-7077. There, Dick. Have to plug my training class.
Yeah, no, good. And you do that online?
Yes, it's done online. Uh-huh.
So if I was in Hawaii, I tune in at like 2:00 Hawaii time for an hour. You give a lecture, and I get the software, and then you.
Absolutely. Yep. Starts November 19th. Yep.
Oh, technology is so great. When you sit down, when you take, like, let's say, I didn't hear your. Did you do Jeff Rentz yesterday on the election outcome? I'm a day behind Jeff because I record it and then I listen without commercials. But let's say you have somebody record like their when Trump gave his acceptance speech, you record that,
and do you
just sit down and you go to the end of it and just start playing the whole thing from backwards to forward, backwards and listen.
I actually work through it from forwards. I go forwards 3 or 4 seconds and run that back, then progress the next 3 or 4 seconds and run that back.
Oh, okay. So you listen to what they're saying forward.
Right, yeah. I like to do that because I like to get a context. You know, it makes it a lot easier to interpret the reversal if you can get a context of the forwards. I didn't used to do that back in my early days to avoid projection, you know. But I do that now because I'm pretty confident. I document what's there and not what I want to be there.
Well, I guess I assume you develop an ear for that. Is that the hardest part of learning it? Is developing an ear for hearing when the
That is absolutely the hardest part. It's you see, yeah, you've got to recognize that unique tonality. When you're running the taste backwards, reverse will have this very unique sing-song tone. And if you can recognize that and find that, that's half the battle. But it takes me months to train students to get to be accurate and good. So it's like learning any other language. There's a learning curve, you know, and you've got to ride through that learning curve. And the new students who are starting, of course, we've got a lot of homework, about 15 hours a week of homework to be done every week. And that's when you start to learn, when you're starting to go through the tapes and finding the reversals.
Do you find more reversals when someone is speaking extemporaneously and passionately? Like the ones we just played of me, that wasn't scripted. I wasn't reading I was a professional television news anchor, so I can read off a teleprompter and sound pretty convincing, but you're reading, if somebody's reading a speech off a teleprompter, are they still giving you good reversals?
Yes, but not as many. Point of fact, media is actually the worst place to find reversals because it's all left brain dominant mainly, unless they're passionate, although Trump was pretty easy to find reversals on. But the best place to find reversals are in casual conversation when people are in good rapport with each other. And you'll find them scattered all throughout the speech in the casual conversation. They're everywhere.
And what I found listening to myself when I remote view is I'm doing a remote viewing session, and oftentimes I pause and I kind of mutter to myself, good reversals come out of that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, under the breath statements or mutters or mumbles are a great place to find reversals. They really are. Yeah. I found some good reversals in laughter, you know. Let me see if I can.
Play one. I want to hear one of those.
Oh, you want to hear one in laughter? Okay, here we go. So here's, I think this is my birthday.
Happy birthday! Birthday!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, yeah.
58 I am. Okay, so here's the laughter.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and backwards she says, Dave, happy.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was great.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right in the laughter.
That's good. Oh, you might need to do some of these on Jeff Rentz's show just to lighten things up. It's been so heavy the last couple of months.
Well, I've told Jeff the next show we do has got to be a light general reverse speech show, introducing people to reverse speech.
Yeah. You got to play that laughter one and get some more. That was beautiful.
That's a great little example, isn't it? Yeah, Dave. Happy.
Do a lot of people go find themselves I've only done it twice, and I've done it on myself.
Go find. Well, I actually advise people not to do their own reversals to start off with. It's hard to find your own stuff. You'll have much success. You'll have much more success doing other people. So I actually encourage my students not to do themselves until they're well into the training course. Okay, once they've got projection. Okay. Projection down on Pat, but your reversals were okay. All the ones we played were quite good. So, you know, you're obviously not projecting. You're finding what's actually there. So, you know.
Yeah. It's hard to develop an ear for some of the ones you play on Rents. I think, God, how did you find those? You know, you don't really hear them, and then you slow them down, and it's so obvious. Like, yeah, they are saying that, but you, right, you know, it.
I know.
In the midst of all that, sometimes it's hard to get them. You have a great ear for it.
Many years of work, I can tell you. A few years ago, I went back over some of my very first tapes and the very first reversals I found back in the 80s, and I cringed at some of them. Going, oh, my God, how could I have documented that? But I found enough genuine stuff to... that kept me on the right track, you know. But going back over some of my early ones, I go, oh, yuck. I couldn't have documented that back in that day. But anyway.
Yeah. You know what I found interesting is that mostly they're very often sing-song Trumps are not as sing-song. Trumps are more declarative and...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yes, he makes statements is what he does. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Strong man. I think that's what I got out of your reverse speech on him is his strength and his veracity, the fact that he's saying the exact same thing.
Yeah, yes, he's a very genuine guy, very rare to see in politics or anywhere, actually. I think, look, I made a prediction just the other day. I think he's going to go down as one of the greatest presidents in U.S. history. We'll see.
We hope so.
We do indeed. Thanks so much for joining me, mate. We'll have you on again, okay?
Yeah, it's great talking with you, David. Thanks again for all your hard work in the election. I know a lot of people appreciated it.
Right. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. See you, everyone. See you next week here, everyone. Bye-bye. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back? Or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.